This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Up in the dark attic on a farm in Virginia, there were row upon row of paintings. The artist who created them was a retired art professor from Western Michigan University. His colleague and friend, Jack Carney, discovered the treasure and brought it to Indra Latsis, the director of exhibitions at Western's Richmond Center for Visual Arts. I asked both to tell the story of saving Duane Lauder's life work.
We are thrilled to accept the gift of 40 paintings by Duane Lauder from Jack. And I think we'll get into some of the details of how that saga unfolded. So I was so happy that we were able to host the exhibition and now find a permanent home for works that are by a beloved professor from Western and someone who is a beloved artist in Kalamazoo.
And what about you, Jack? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your connection to Duane Lauder.
I joined the faculty in 1966, same year Duane did. It was the largest hire in the history of the university. The school was about 16,000 at the time, and it had only been a university for 8 years, so all the curriculums basically were set up for education. And so we were given the charge to make it a university. And the art department at the time had 10 faculty. And in that year, they hired 10 more faculty, which is unbelievable. And I was able to create the photography program. At that time, Western was rapidly expanding onto East Campus. And so they were buying all of the houses west of Sangren Hall. And the art department had 20 of these houses to be used for student studio, undergrad, grad, and faculty studio space. And that's how I really got to know Duane, because he and I shared one of those houses. And as a result, we just had wonderful conversations, and I got to know him quite well. That's kind of the general background of how I got to know the man.
How would you describe his work?
I will say that all of the works that were up in his attic were all works he considered to be successful. And he was his own biggest critic. And so if he kept it, he thought it worked and he thought it was good. And I think that's rewarding to know that. That, you know, he felt that this was some of his best work. And it was. He also lamented at that time that he was a hard-edged painter. And if you look at his work, the control, the brush control, is absolutely fantastic. How he made these curves and these shapes with these perfect lines of perfect width. And every mark on a painting was intended, and it was apparent that it was intended. His compositions are just fantastic. And his understanding and appreciation of color was also just fabulous. And back in the 60s, when we were teaching, when I met Duane, we were both teaching basic foundation classes. And we worked together on a syllabus, and we did a bunch of study assignments for our students that had to do with color. And it's apparent that in some of his early work, his paintings were all about color study. So he was very, very sensitive to a palette.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Tell us a little bit more about how this collection was very nearly lost, and you kind of swooped in there and saved it.
That in itself is kind of a unique story. With the estate sale, up in that attic was maybe 300 running feet of paintings. You know, in an estate sale, you know, auctioneer is going around from room to room. And I think most of the people down there were kind of interested in his tractors and lawnmowers and, you know, practical things. So the paintings never came out of the attic. And it was only when Howard Sander was given charge by the bank estate people to clean out the place, then he would try to figure out, like, what to do with this. He realized this was really significant work and it was a person's life work. And residue after an auction is junk, and you normally just go to the dump. In fact, they filled 6 or 7 industrial-sized dumpsters of stuff from the estate. And in one of those dumpsters could have been all the paintings. But he realized that, you know, something needed to be done. He met an artist from Radford University and made mention about it. And this artist faculty member came over and recognized that it was work from a professional. And so Howard said, well, okay, I'll just send it to you. And so he got a truck and just packed it all up and sent it to Radford. Well, this was in May, and the school was closing for the academic year on Memorial Day. And Radford's like 9,000 students, a town of maybe 25, 26,000 people. So it's a small school. So they didn't have any storage space. The paintings were blocking egress doors, and the fire marshal said, you got to get rid of this stuff. So they were down to a few days, and then what do we do with it? And then that's when word trickled up into Michigan about what was going on. And since I knew Duane well and had recently been down there and photographed his studio and the grounds and all, you know, I knew this work had to be saved. So I hired a local person, had him fly down, rent a truck, and then bring the work back. So once Radford released it, the residue, I owned the residue. So all of the work came up, and that was when I, you know, started working with Indra. How do we kind of save this? And the university was willing to accept this collection of paintings for their permanent collection. And we're really lucky to have an artist of that creative stature, to have that many paintings of his work. And that's quite a coup.
Yes, it is. So then it comes into your hands, Indra. How will we, the viewing public, be able to see any of this work? Or what are the plans for this collection?
A good portion of the 40 paintings will be on view in both the Richmond Center and the Dalton. And Dalton, which is right next door. And many, many people come to, that's the College of Fine Arts. So right there in the College of Fine Arts, in our lobby, we'll be installing a few in the Frostick School of Art. And like I said, in the School of Music, which is the Dalton building right next door. And the new Student Center, my understanding is that there will be restaurants and dining and all kinds of purpose and reasons for the average person to pop in there. Western's internal community itself is a big part of people who live and work in Kalamazoo. And so as part of the university art collection, it's really a big perk that working and living with actual objects of art, not reproductions, not posters, in our offices and in our day-to-day life on campus, and for all the visitors who come through Western, it's really, it's something that I think is an experience that's really important for a happy work life.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Indra Latsis and Jack Carney about the art of Duane Lauder. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.